A Medicaid compliant annuity, or MCA for short, is a specialized product used to accelerate eligibility for Medicaid while preserving assets in the process. Technically speaking, an MCA is a single premium immediate annuity with added restrictions that meet the requirements of the Deficit Reduction Act of 2005, thus making the contract Medicaid compliant. It contains zero cash value and is considered as income only. An MCA is a crisis Medicaid planning tool that is used to help individuals who are already in the nursing home or about to enter one accelerate their eligibility for Medicaid benefits. The purpose of an MCA is to spend down excess countable assets and convert them into an income stream in order to comply with Medicaid's strict asset limits. Because the annuity has no cash value and meets Medicaid's requirements, the applicant's assets are essentially eliminated, and the owner of the contract begins receiving payments immediately after the purchase. In order to be Medicaid compliant, an annuity must meet five main requirements. First, the annuity must be irrevocable. The payment amount, term, and parties of the annuity cannot be altered. Second, it must be non-assignable, meaning the contract cannot be transferred to another party or sold on the secondary market. Third, it must be actuarially sound, which means the term of the annuity must be fixed and equal to or shorter than the owner's life expectancy. Some states have their own life expectancy tables, while other states use the Social Security Administration table. Fourth, the annuity must provide equal payments with no deferral or balloon payments. And finally, the state Medicaid agency must be named a beneficiary to the contract. In most cases, the state must be listed as primary beneficiary, though exceptions exist if the annuity is purchased by the institutionalized spouse or if the MCA owner has a minor disabled child. Other state-specific exceptions may also apply. If the state does not need to be named primary beneficiary, it will be listed as contingent beneficiary in most cases. Although this requirement may initially deter some people from using an MCA, it's important for your clients to understand that the savings from accelerating Medicaid eligibility typically outweigh any estate recovery on the annuity. Plus, the state Medicaid agency can only recover if the owner predeceases the annuity term and they are owed a balance. Additionally, our team takes several factors into consideration when designing an MCA plan in order to minimize the risk of estate recovery. When it comes to using the Medicaid-compliant annuity in practice, strategies vary depending on the applicant's marital status. For instance, a common strategy for married couples is to fund the countable assets above the community spouse resource allowance into an annuity. In many cases, the community spouse is the owner, annuitant, and payee of the contract, though the annuity can also be owned by the institutionalized spouse in certain cases. Either way, once the annuity is purchased, the institutionalized spouse gains immediate Medicaid eligibility. Planning for a single person is a little more complex, but unmarried individuals can still benefit from using an MCA. Using the gift and MCA plan are most common strategy for single people. The Medicaid applicant gives away about half of their assets to a child or other trusted relative and uses the other half to purchase an MCA. The payments from the MCA will help them pay for care during the penalty period they incur from making the gift. This strategy allows the individual to save about half of their assets through the gift to a loved one and begin receiving Medicaid benefits at the end of the penalty period. For more information on how a Medicaid-compliant annuity can help your clients accelerate their eligibility for benefits, contact our office.